We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Ah! Oh, thank God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's such an absolute pleasure being with you for yet another crazy episode of the Criticast. Yeah, and coming up later in this episode, I'm going to talk about the stupidity of sedition and, you know, free speech issues around Zimbabwe following what's happened in Pastor Evan and so forth. And then in the final episode, part of the episode, I'm going to talk about how to tell your partner if you've got an STD. I know, pretty incredible, isn't it? But before I talk about the news tidbits from this week, I want to spend some time, you know, because we don't do this enough, you know, showing some respect to a couple of amazing Zimbabwean women. We've got 14 women out in Sri Lanka at the moment representing Zimbabwe as part of the 2017 Women's Cricket World Cup qualifying. I'm going to mention them all by name because it's important for me. Captain Shan Mayers, Tasmin Granger, Precious Marange, Esther Mbofana, Pelagia Mujaji, Modesta Mupachikwa, Lauren Chuma, Anis Mushangwe, Marianne Musonda, Nomata Mutasa, Ashlyn Diraya, Josephine Nkomo, and Nonhlanhla Nyati. Those are the 14 women who are representing Zimbabwe on the women's cricket levels. Now, look, other countries got better structures and so forth. You know, people be like, oh, they're just not good enough and so forth. But look, our ladies are at the Cricket World Cup qualifier against teams that have got better structures, better systems, better whatever. And these girls get the support of the few people that support them. Zimbabwe cricket doing what it can. It's not the perfect system that they've got in place, but at least they're trying to do something. Then you've got the school system. Then you've got you know, their friends and family and the little clubs that they assigned to. These are girls who have gone out on a limb and represented Zimbabwe, and I had to mention them all by name because I appreciate all their efforts in as far as making sure that girls out there can dream of becoming something greater than the thing that gets ignored about the amazing achievements that women make out here in this world. So to all those 14 ladies, you're in my heart. I appreciate all your efforts. You're putting us out there. Shout out to you. Now, looking at the other stuff that made the news this week, Zifa lifted the suspensions that it imposed on certain administrators. Chief among them all is their former committee member, that is Edzard Kasinawiyo, a former assistant Warriors coach by the name of Nation Dube, and a couple of other people like Dumisa Kometo have been taken off the suspensions list. Well, the recommendation has been made, and that looks like it's going to happen. Congratulations in, sad news, of course, Callisto Pasua got fired from his job, and they say they're already working on getting a new coach for the Warriors and the Mighty Warriors. But then going on forward, to congratulations to Cameroon, who are the new African champions, and they'll be holding the next level of the Africa Cup of Nations, and they'll be hosting it as champions. Yeah, interesting. Then there was that creepy situation with ZimPF. Did you see that? Yeah, did you hear about it? ZimPF, when the president, the interim president of the ZimPF, decided to go and fire a couple of people, and then they fired her back. It's like you're walking on a Monday morning and you know, at 2 in the afternoon. I mean, you're supposed to be at 8 in the morning. The person who's in charge of the company tells you that you're fired. Then you just tell them, no, blah, you're fired. It's weird. Yeah. Let's look at what else is happening. EcoCash has decided that their debit card limit is going to be down to was it $400 per month? Yeah, so you can't use the MasterCard debit card for more than $400 a month. This follows on the back of Standard Chartered cancelling Visa use of its card outside Zimbabwe unless you ask for special dispensation, and yeah, they allow you to do that. Then finally, how crazy was that? The Zona, this, you know, I've got people in South Africa, my friends and so forth. I'm like, what are y'all up to though? What's up with the EFF? The EFF is just so weird. What does the EFF keep doing this? It's just so weird. It's getting boring. It's kind of like one of those situations like, okay, whenever Zuma comes to town, they're just going to, you know, get involved in some sort of... And, you know, the sacrosanct aspect of Parliament has been lost, because Parliament is supposed to show the civilized version of ourselves. That is to say, you know what, you can disagree, but in Parliament we're going to be gentlemanly about a lot of things. We're not going to fight. We're not going to be divisive. We're going to let somebody talk and then do a rebuttal and that sort of thing. So that's a sad moment for me. But it's not my country, not my monkey, not my jungle. It's Larry. Listen to the Quickcast. The Quickcast, the name is Larry, and this past week there was that weird situation, and in fact it started a couple of weeks ago, when Pastor Evan Mawerere was accosted by the police, and he was a guest of their, you know, the palatial residence that is called Chikurubi Maximum Security Prison. And it's just a weird situation. And he got bail application approved, and so he's out now. He's still got the case hanging over his head and so forth. And it's a crazy situation for me, because, you know, you don't have to agree with him, and, you know, his methods are different from what I would have, you know, applied for myself and so forth. I tend to handle things a little bit differently from him. But it doesn't mean that he shouldn't have a right to do what he did. And that's the thing that I'll say. I'm going to defend people's rights to free speech. And even if the free speech threatens the existence of certain people, then the issue isn't the free speech. It's the issues surrounding the free speech. And there has to be an understanding that if we're going to call ourselves a democracy, we have to behave like a democracy. That means We have to abide by the tenets of what we call a democracy. That's just the thing, though. When I look at it, we're sort of behaving in prehistoric ideologies of what we do and what we should represent ourselves. And essentially, what someone like Eva Mohadida was arrested over is, ironically, the sort of things that define his beliefs, because as a pastor, he'll believe in things like sedition. And the law that we're using is basically sedition. If you say something that the system doesn't like, therefore what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to get arrested and that sort of thing. And, you know, let's carry on. You should never challenge the status quo. Just behave. And if we're going to call ourselves a country that has got pride and that sort of thing, then we can't keep doing that. Arresting powers as a reason to deal with a difference in opinion makes us not a country, but just a bunch of individuals, you know, and we just happen to be in the same country. And, you know, the issue of identity and so forth, it doesn't have the clarity of people who have shared visions for their country. And that's just the thing. I think that the reality is we don't have a defined vision of what our country is going to, what we want to go to and so forth. So anyone can just wake up one day and challenge whatever is in place, because we haven't decided for a simple thing, the idea that we're a Christian nation is imposed on a lot of people. And what if I want to be a Muslim? You've got that weird person who started a political party who say that, you know, Muslims are supposed to be all destroyed and stuff like that. because they decided that they were going to believe in Christianity and so forth. What happens to the average person? And of course, we've got to expand the axis in as far as law is concerned, and in what we think should be said and shouldn't be said. If the president of the country, a whole president, is has got such a thin skin, in spite of the fact that he's valiantly fought against, you know, Western powers coming in, trying to take over what we're doing and so forth. If he's so annoyed by somebody, you know, differing with him, such that he decides that, or the system decides that, that they're going to catch feelings on his behalf and get him arrested, then we're in trouble. And I'm not saying someone shouldn't be upset about whatever is happening, but we need to start growing up. And growing up starts with allowing people to dream. As it stands, we can't dream because we can't be critical. If you're going to be critical, that means you are an agent of, you know, Western governments. Not to say there aren't any agents of Western government. This is not to suggest that there isn't such a practice going on. It's just like the people have been found to have been Russian agents against the US and US agents against the Russians and whatever. It's a complex situation, and we live in a very complex world. But I just want to say that I don't think I think we need to get past arresting each other. We need to start having arguments in this country. Arguments that satisfy the curiosity of our people. If we don't do that, then we can't grow. Because all we're going to do is going to have a bunch of yes people. And being a bunch of yes people, we're never going to get people to imagine more. Yeah, it's difficult. It's Larry. Listen to the critic ask. So, okay, you've got an STD, right? And while it's entirely fair for that news to freak you out at first, the good news is that these days often not that big of a deal. And we're talking about things like gonorrhea and stuff. Even talk about HIV. I know people that tell me personally they've been living with HIV for 20 years or more, whatever it is. So it's not that big a thing. You know, with modern medicines and the increasing open-mindedness, living with a sexually transmitted disease is not the end of the world. We need to deal with that. Not to mention the fact that more than half of all people will have an STD at some point in their lifetime, according to what an American Sexual Health Association study. So the odds that your partner might have one or has had one as well are pretty high. Now, when you think about it, you know, coming to terms with having an STD yourself and sharing with your person, you want to become with your person, right? Are two entirely different beasts to deal with. And while you have all the knowledge that this is an entirely manageable situation, your potential partner might not. So they might not be as accepting of the issues around, you know, STDs is concerned. That said, you know, how do you break the news, right? The first thing you got to ask yourselves is, do you really have to tell your partner? If you're currently testing positive for anything communicable, it is morally, not to mention legally in some countries, and your responsibility to tell your partner before having sex with him or her. Keep in mind that some of the diseases, namely herpes and HIV, are completely manageable, are with you for life, and knowingly really transmitting it to another person or putting them at a potential risk is making a decision for them that is not for you to make. Now, you know, there are certain STDs that don't show any outward signs. So it's possible that you're carrying something without knowing it. So sometimes it's okay, you don't know. To clear up some so-called gray areas, yes, you need to tell your partner that you have an STD, even if you're taking measures to reduce the risk of a transmission. That's why we call it a sexually transmitted disease, because you're giving some, I mean, what you call it, it can be given to your partner. So you can be using a condom or, taking Valtrex, which reduces your risk of giving someone herpes, for example, or PrEP, which reduces your risk of contracting HIV. Remember, if your partner's it's your partner's decisions whether he or she wants to take a risk with you. Even if that risk is minimized, they have to know whether they want to do it. When it comes to herpes, for example, you can still give someone the virus even if you're not having an outbreak. So you always need to tell your partner that your carrier, say, whatever the case may be. And a note about HPV, for example. These viruses can cause cervical cancer in women if left untreated, but men do not know if they are carriers. With respect to STDs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, all of which are treatable, if you have had these STDs in the past, your doctor has given you a clean bill of health, there's no reason to share with your partner unless you want to. But from a moral and legal standpoint, if you're clean, then you're clean. So when should you tell your partner you have an STD? Once you've determined whether or not you need to tell your partner, the next step is figuring out the right time. What I think is, once the conversation starts to turn towards being physical with the clear implication that things are headed to between the sheets, it then becomes the time to have the talk. You want to give your partner enough time to digest the information and decide what feels right to them. And this is how you tell them. You don't need to break the news as though you're admitting to the fact that you've punched a baby in your life or you've killed a kitten. According to Dr. Maguire, a lot of times people view their positive status as that they are a bad person and that it's something terrible. They feel that that's how you have to approach it, like you're confessing a sin or a problem. Debunking it in your personal life is the first step. Coming at the situation calmly and comfortably and a matter-of-factly shows that you're in control of what's happening in your life. And that also means that your partner has confidence that you understand the condition that you're living with. Explain to your partner that you have an STD and that you're on a prescribed medicine will show that you take care of yourself and this person that you want to be intimate with. That means you're making them feel more comfortable about what's going on in your life. It's understandable that sharing something personal can be difficult, especially when there are so many other things in the relationship that we tend to feel vulnerable about. Remember, there are lots of other ways to be intimate and get off that don't include actual intercourse. In fact, many women don't necessarily reach orgasm from sex alone. So if your partner is a woman, she'll probably be down and excited to try other things. Consider one, for example, of the sexual oral tips that you'll find all over the internet. A lot of the times, it will feel like you're sharing a deep, dark secret. But can it backfire, you ask yourself? Can your partner freak out? Yes, absolutely. But the opinion is that you're sharing this information early on, and if they're jumping in or running, it's better to know now. If your partner is putting your STD status above having someone that could love them for the rest of their lives, then their priorities aren't in order. And what you're doing is just helping them to be able to be part of your life and not have these weird secrets that they're having to digest, for example. You're not living with a secret that, you know, if they end up in a situation, they're thinking, oh, why didn't this person tell me, and they're evil and so forth. It's about caring, and if you feel that you care, then that's what matters. Yeah. So yeah, if you want to get in touch with me on these and any other issues, it's info@latterquidirai.com or get in touch with me via Twitter. It's @Quidirai. Quidirai has got a Y at the end. If you don't want to miss an episode of the Quidicast, it's at go to iTunes and look for Quidicast and subscribe, or go onto my what you call it, onto iono.fm and just look for Quiddicast and load the RSS feed onto whatever program you used for handling your RSS feeds. And also, what can I say? Catch me on ZFM Stereo every Tuesday on Health Matters between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Other than that, I say take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I leave you with the saying, don't use labels on people. The complexities of life cannot be reduced to a label. It's been Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?